You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 65.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Today is a follow-up episode where we started to talk about time in more detail. We unpacked the several scenarios that you can experience that time is running through your fingers, that you're not in charge of your time. And today we're gonna literally shift gear and explore how you can make time work for you. This is such a juicy topic, and especially when you're in the process of reinventing yourself and your business, we have to talk about time because this is your most valuable asset. This is the one thing you will never be able to replace once you spend it. You can always make more money, but you can never make up for the time that is gone. So the levers we have right now is the time that you can invest into creating your business paradise and making your dream a reality. And today is jam-packed. I really want you to pay close attention to what I have to share with you, because this can save you so much time and energy and years, essentially. Because if you don't do what I have to share with you today, you will most probably end up with a burnout sooner or later. So spare yourself of that and really do the work here. I'm giving you the step-by-step playbook on how to make time work for you. And we have to start off by unpacking the idea of hard work. When did it ever become unsexy to work hard for your dreams? I really blame the side effects of the stream economy, where we only see people and role models on Instagram right now that show off the good sides of doing the hard work and being in a rabbit hole for months and years to come. And they only show off the rewards and the vacations and the luxury of free time that you can afford after you've been doing the hard work. But we have to be honest here. This is really a no BS podcast that I'm building here with you. This is soulful, heartfelt, deeply honest content that I'm sharing here with you. I do not want to waste your time on what actually needs to happen to make your dream a reality, because hard work is going to be a big part of it. So the question is, how do you want to invest it and how do you want to spend it? So I really blame the thing that we learned in school and in the corporate world, which we playfully will call butt time. Time that's spent sitting on a desk, essentially waiting for time to pass, to be compensated for the time you spent sitting on that seat. Because in that setting, the amount of time does not represent the result you are creating. If you're hired by a corporation, they buy your time. They buy 40 or 60 hours of your life every single week for you to just be there available and keep the business running. This is what they buy from you. But once you are stepped into the business owner role, you have to be smarter than that. It's about the intensity of your focus and your intention to produce result. You are the producer in your business. Especially in this knowledge-based industry we are working in, you are the producer. And people actually do not care about how long things take. This is the biggest pitfall I see entrepreneurs tap into, that they feel like, oh my God, they spent so much time creating this freebie, creating this product, and they now want to be rewarded by all the time they invested into creating that. But this is not how it works in the entrepreneurial world. The human nature of things is that we constantly ask ourselves, what is in it for me? If you really want to live off your big life dream, you have to focus on your hours available and your capacity to produce more results in this amount of time. If it's 10 hours per week or 40 hours a week, it doesn't matter. This is your number one skill you have to develop as an entrepreneur, how you can squeeze out more result out of your time. I ran across this Stanford study where they analyzed the work week of classic corporate employees with their 40-hour work weeks and the results they are creating. And what's wild is that on average, only 10 hours out of the 40 hours spent was used to actually produce something. So you actually only need 10 hours to produce something that others spent 40 hours on. I really grabbed on that idea and ran with it. This is exactly where we have the leverage, as we want to create business on our terms. You get to decide. And something that I love to share with my clients is that instead of a to-do list, I want you to create a done list. We have to think in results. Where do you put your intention in and what are you creating? If we focus more on done things, what do you think you're going to produce? more done and completed things. If you focus on a to-do list, you create more things that are still in the process and fewer things that are actually completed, accomplished, and out in the world. So you actually only have two jobs as a business owner. Number one, you have to make decisions ahead of time. We have to grab a hold of our monkey brains that most often don't feel like doing anything. And their idea of being aligned is laying straight on the couch. You have to plan for what you're going to accomplish before you're getting into execution. Because you are the producer of the business you are creating. No one else sees what you are seeing. You have to transform your rainbow dust that only you can see into a solid result. So how do you make decisions ahead of time? You have to be clear on the outcome generating tasks every single day. And I have two tools for you to do just that. One of the tools is the done list, so the reinvented to-do list. And I love to do it like 1 week of tasks that I write as done. So one email sent, one podcast published, one client signed. These are done tasks. Not write an email, write a podcast, reach out to potential clients. You have to write it as the done result. This is how you're going to create completed things. And the other tool I really recommend to you is to have a running results list. This is a list of about 1 month of results that you want to create in your business. If it's 500 new email leads, 100 people sign up to your webinar, or 5 new clients, this is the bigger results you are lining up your done tasks towards too. This is where you're going to be super intentional about the results you're creating and the things getting you there that you want to see accomplished and done. So the done list are the building blocks to creating your results. If you might say now, hey Lily, how long does a task take? This is where I really play the ball back to you, because you have to take full ownership about that answer. And you cannot give over that responsibility to this particular thing to have the answer for you. If we take the podcast example, a podcast does not have an inherent amount of time that it takes to complete it. Some people have like 1 hour long podcasts. Some people outsource the editing of a podcast. Some people love to do it themselves. It really depends on you, what you want to create. You have to have full ownership of the time you want to invest into that result. You have to ask yourself, how long do I want to give myself to create that? Because when you outsource the decision about your time, we are always at the effect of time and never in control of time. And you want to be in control of your time because it is your freaking time. We've had it all the years, being in school, being employed, that other people are in charge of our time. But now that you are in entrepreneurship, that you are owning your business, you have to take full control, full charge of your own time. And let me also burst that bubble for you. No one is ever born with a time estimator gene. This is a freaking skill you have to develop. And how do you develop a skill? You have to practice. This is why I'm so encouraging my clients to track everything that you're doing. The better understanding you get about how you invest your time, the more you can play with it. Your second job as a business owner is to commit to following through. I see this time and time again, that people have the most audacious plans. They plan their week, they color code their time block, and then the task comes. They don't feel like it, something is suddenly more urgent, and they do not follow through. You have to be aware of this second job. Planning is just not enough. Let's say you are in my realm and you start scheduling results in your calendar, which is already such a huge improvement. You also have to fully commit to following through. And this is why I see so many people dropping the ball and wondering why they do not accomplish what they set out to do. You have to take on that identity. I am the person who follows through. I am the person who keeps the word to myself. This is where the past and future focus element plays in massively. If you feel like you cannot let go of your past identity, of all the reasons, all the examples where you did not follow through, I highly encourage you, go back to the episode. It will really help you understand why you cannot let go of that past identity. But especially in coaching, we're gonna train that new identity, because what it actually takes is you have to shift the focus to the future. There is nothing predefined. All we have is the playing field of your future and who you are committing to being in that future. If you keep building that identity, this will create this kind of self-accountability, discipline, and trust in yourself that you need so desperately. And I'm giving you a couple of questions now that will help you clean out things around your relationship with time. Do some journaling around those questions. Question number one is, what are the things you are doing every single day that cost you valuable time all day long? Is it indecision? Is it worry, fear, procrastination, buffering with false pleasure, questioning your decisions, judging yourself, negotiating with yourself about decisions you already made, changing your mind in the moment, redoing decisions, or even people-pleasing? What are those things that actually cost you time? Really be honest with yourself. Especially when you're reinventing yourself, this is your chance to be super honest with you. You don't have to hold up any facade. You don't have to please anyone right now. This is your time to really be super honest with you. And I invite you also to give yourself the other half and ask, what do you do that makes or creates time for you? Like this, you're stimulating your thoughts with this podcast episode right now. You're preparing your time. You're pre-planning your wins and rewards. You're potentially also saying no to things. Maybe you're even playing with the idea of wealthy now or wealthy later. You might even discover that failing has a steep learning curve and so much value inside that it really inspires you to try more things out, to be more playful, to be more curious, and to also constrain and focus on only one thing, to provide simple answers, to create simple solutions, and make simple plans to do the things you actually want to create. How do you prioritize, evaluate? Are you batching things and even delegating or eliminating tasks that are not creating the results you actually want? All I'm saying here is that you have the full power to cost yourself time, and the other side of the coin is that you also have the full power to make yourself time. And I'm even offering you a last question for your journaling around cleaning up your relationship with time. And it is, do you believe that you have enough time? Why or why not? And this is where you might be ready to get some coaching, because this is everything. Here you're gonna uncover the most stubborn beliefs that create those electric fences around you. And I'd like to offer you my idea of how I understand time. I see time like gravity. It is just there. It passes, it flows, it is always the same. And you would never blame gravity to break that vase. Gravity is also here. It's always working. If you focus on it or not, it is always there. Gravity is always on your side, and time is always on your side. And if you have this stubborn belief that you do not have time, I invite you to play with this idea that you just allowed more distractions. If you would be so clear on what you want to create and what it takes to get there, you would find time. And if you're still skeptical, imagine this scenario. How can it be that if you're having a tight timeline, you suddenly get shit done faster? How is it even possible? You suddenly stop negotiating with yourself and you're figuring out what needs to get done in the given time left. You do not get more time. This is just not an option. So you just have to get it done fast. Hey, I gave you so much food for thought today. This is the outline of what I'm doing with my clients 101. The power now lies in the application. It is not about knowledge. It is about how you apply it. So that's why I really encourage you to do this exercise. Go back to the episode and listen to all the questions. I give you tons of insights and good questions to at least get you to 100K in a heartbeat if you follow through with that. If you at any point in your day feel that time is not under your full control, do this. This is literally everything. And if you need help with that, you know how to find me. This is my daily bread. This is exactly what I help my clients unpack. And if you think about it, it really is like learning to drive a car. Right now, you're driving in first gear. You're getting along. You're gonna explore. Potentially, your engine is running hot. You're burning more fuel than necessary. So what I will help you learn is how to shift gear. How to get into second, to third, to fourth, to fifth gear to make the ride more smoothly. Because as entrepreneurs and business owners, we are time magicians. Seriously. If you're scaling a product, if you're creating an online course, if you're shifting to groups, if you're hiring a team, you are morphing time. And this is pure magic. This is why I love what I do so much. And this is why I will never stop talking about time and business. So all that's left for me to say right now is please do yourself and your future self a favor and do this exercise. Ask yourself those three questions. What costs you time? What do you do that creates time for you? And do you actually believe that you have enough time? I'd love to hear what came up for you while you were listening here. Tag me on Instagram at LilyBeyond. Share this podcast episode with more people. More people need to be aware of that. This is pure gold what you absorbed here today. Let's share the good news. Let's empower other people to take back the power of their most valuable asset. Thank you for spending this divine time with me. And if you're ready to talk, you know where to find me. Book your free consultation via the link below in the description of this episode. I cannot wait to meet you and create more time in your life and business. This is literally everything. I wish you a wonderful rest of the day and hopefully talk soon. And I see you in the next session.
Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.